Palm Sunday greetings, friends. While this is hardly our usual meeting format for Palm Sunday, isn't it wonderful to know that we're able to worship together in spirit and in truth? If we take a moment to think back to that first Palm Sunday, without a doubt, it was a time of great hardship and trial for God's people. Not unlike some of the things that we're facing today. And yet the people still praised Jesus, and he received their praises. Even in the midst of a crisis of immense proportion in our nation and world, I believe Jesus is still worthy of our praise. So wherever you may be worshiping from today, rest assured that the Church of Jesus Christ is not confined to a building. The Church is the body of believers, such as you and I, joining together to touch our world for Jesus Christ. So let's declare the hope we have in Christ on this Palm Sunday 2020. In Matthew's Gospel, we read about Jesus' triumphal entry into Jerusalem. Matthew writes, "This took place to fulfill what was spoken through the prophet. Say to daughter Zion, see, your king comes to you, gentle, and riding on a donkey, and on a colt, the foal of a donkey." Matthew continues, "They brought the donkey and the colt and placed their cloaks on them for Jesus to sit on. A very large crowd spread their cloaks on the road while others cut branches from the trees and spread them on the road. The crowds that went ahead of him and those that followed shouted, 'Hosanna to the Son of David. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest heaven.'" Friends, today is Passion Palm Sunday. Today, Christians from all over the world will begin their walk with Jesus toward the cross of Calvary. There, he will violently suffer and die. Isaiah writes this about Jesus at that time. "But many were amazed when they saw him. His face was so disfigured, he seemed hardly human. And from his appearance, one would scarcely know he was a man." In The Hungering Dock, Fred Buchner writes, "In answer to all our words about ourselves and about the meaning of life, the God who made us holds before us the figure of a man whose face is marred, almost beyond human likeness, but who says, 'These things I have spoken to you, have done for you, have died for you, that my joy may be in you, and that your joy may be full.' In the world you will have tribulation, but be of good cheer, I have overcome the world." People who walk with Jesus toward the cross tend to envision Jesus as they understand him to be. Many are drawn to him as the good shepherd who tends to his flock. Some embrace the image of the laughing Jesus who held and blessed and played with little children. Some picture him as an astonishing teacher, compassionate healer, or beautiful savior. But in the end, after the world has its way with him, people will see an unbeautiful savior, bleeding and disfigured. To reach an image of that Jesus, many have turned to the description of the suffering servant in Isaiah, which so aptly describes Jesus as marred beyond human semblance. One set of images is comforting. The other is unbearable if disconnected from the larger story of Jesus. But Scripture brings the two sets before us as we journey toward the cross of Calvary. As the writer of Hebrews reminds us, Jesus did what he did for the joy set before him, and so that his joy might be in us, and that our joy might be full. So let us then fix our eyes on Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, and begin our walk with him to the cross, trusting that his presence is with us always. Amen. Let us pray. Almighty God, on this day, your Son Jesus Christ entered the holy city of Jerusalem and was proclaimed king by those who spread their garments and palm branches along his way. Let those branches, which adorn our church, even this day, be for us signs of victory, especially during this challenging time. And grant that we who bear the name of Jesus may ever hail and trust him as our Lord. Amen.